I'm just trying to address some of the prospective criticisms of the FedSat program, Brian. It appears that you have all your eggs in one basket. What is the contingency plan if FedSat doesn't achieve its goals at this point?
Well, I think in terms of risk, you have to approach it from a risk management point of view. And that's one aspect. The other is you've got to recognise the budget you've got available to you. The budget we have available is around about $22 million cash over 7 years, 18.5 which comes from the Commonwealth, and around $34 million in-kind support from those organisations. So it's a $58 million, it's a $58 million program over 7 years. So what we've decided to do is plan to achieve FedSat as the first major milestone, and there are risks associated with that. We all recognise those, but we can't say, well, we're not going to do it because we can't afford to cover ourselves should it fail or should it not get launched or be or whatever. You just have to move ahead and try to minimise those risks at every step of your planning. So this is an opportunity to do something, and that's the basic approach we're taking. There are probably many ways of starting a modest activity as views of people in this room, for example. But we decided to go this route, and we were successful on the basis of proposing that. So let's move ahead and just try to keep those risks to a minimum. I mean, we all recognise that, you know, things may not happen for certain reasons, but there'll be reasons certainly beyond the control of the CRC group.
Okay. So I take it then you're not building a second satellite?
At the moment, we're not planning to build a second satellite. No, we want to get this program underway first, and then we'll be looking at opportunities for other ways of testing our R&D program. One thing, Ian, is that as very early in the piece, I would like to have some follow-on payload R&D commenced without the expectation that they're going to be flown on our satellite. I mean, as you know, space is truly global. We want to fly other people's payloads. We want other people to fly our payloads. So I'd be looking for opportunities for cooperation so that having got our satellite well underway, we can then start a program that will fulfill the opportunity to fly Australian payloads, Australian designed, Australian developed, for Australian applications on other people's satellites. And I think that's one step to sort of make that future more secure for us. But the funds are not there at the moment for a second satellite. Now that certainly is one thing we'll have to address within the early life of the CRC. We can't leave it till the last minute and say, well, it's been good, can we do it again? There's got to be more of a strategic plan. And that business plan, I should have said, is actually under development right now by OzSpace and BIPAC.
You mentioned that the launch was going to be a piggyback launch.
Yep.
I take it that means that it won't be in Australia.
Yep.
Do you have any insights as to where the launch will most likely to take place? And the type of launch
vehicle? I could guess it'll be an H2, the Tanegashima, or it will be a Delta. From the States. Yeah. We're looking at a possibility of piggybacking with RadarSat 2 in 2000, for example. Yep.
So, will there be other satellites in 201 besides FedSat?
Australian?
Yeah.
Ares is planned to be launched around 2001. And that's another possibility. Put Ares and FedSat on the same launch vehicle. That's still something that that's putting your eggs in one basket, isn't it?
And the Esri Microsat.
And the Esri Microsat.
Okay, once again, thank you very much, Brian, for that presentation. Good. For filling us all in.
Good. Okay, thank you.